The post office was next to that too. So we'd go to the post office, and we didn't have mail delivery at that time. You'd have to go to the post office to get it. But across from the square on the, I think Park Square may be the name of the street, there was another drugstore there, and there was a little cafe, and a service station. So there was a place there you could water horses if you needed to. So that was always a necessity. And the layout up there was different than it is now, though, because, you know, right now the square seems to be up with a, it is up with a wall around it. But it all was just, you know, natural, and the road was higher and so forth. But during the WPA days, when Works Progress Administration was on, that was in the 30s, wasn't it? Anyway, during those days, why, they put the fountain up there, the Works Progress people did, and put all the sidewalks and cut the road down and change the look of the town. You used to be able to ride a carriage years ago right out of the Barrington Hall, right straight on to Main Street. And now, you know, there's a wall there. And before that, there were steps going up. But I think now they're tearing down the wall so they can see better over there after building it. But you see, at first you could just go straight out the gate, and it was a nice, pretty gate there, and go out the gate. And so things have changed a little bit there.
Was the road there paved at that time?
The roads didn't get, well, the roads were a little slow getting paved, some of them were. They did in the 20s, they'll start paving the roads better. And I remember when they paved that road to the mill village, because I was old enough to skate, and it seemed to be nice, and we would skate some of us down that road, go down that hill.
They call that area the historical district now. Did they have a name that they called it then? Was it?
It was the mill. You're talking about the mill village. That was the mill village, but that we had the mill village started there on Sloan Street.
Okay. And but what other parts of town were there?
Well, we didn't have any subdivisions like we have now, anything, and people, you know, just built wherever they could afford the land, I guess. And well, there just weren't as many people. I was noticing. I think in 1940. There were 1,260 people living in Roswell in 1940, because I saw that, and 162 telephones, and that was 1940, and I graduated from high school in 39, so you know that's a long time.
So. Downtown, when you were living in these houses, did the people there in that area, did they have livestock, or was that more outside?
Oh, no, they didn't have any livestock where we lived. The Smith Plantation probably might have had something up there. It was a plantation type thing, but, well, of course, I never knew anybody there that had livestock then, so I guess there was a plantation before that. But these others weren't really made for that. These other big houses weren't made for that. No, the farms were outside, you know.
Did they all come to the Roswell store the same way as the people from the mill village did, or did they have separate?
Although there were some other stores, but the Roswell store did serve a lot of people. No, Mr. had a store. Mr. H.I. had a store. It was located there on Elizabeth Way, you know where Elizabeth Way is in Roswell, by the little Uptown Park. Yeah, we used to, now Uptown was on where Canton Street is, in that little park. That was